Hello, my name is Rem TGM.
And I'm BCA.
And I'm Super Mega Man 10.
And welcome to Memes Throughout the Ages.
Welcome back.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast.
Phantom Hacks, you fairness.
Hey, so notice how I'm not
Hey, so notice how you made those jokes earlier and no one
laughed? Hey, yeah.
What are you, a changed person?
Hey, so maybe it's like we should stop making the jokes because they're not funny.
Hey, maybe that's what I've been telling you.
Hey, so maybe that's like what I was telling you, but you didn't stop.
Just made like 7 of them.
Okay. Yeah, you're cooked. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast.
Yeah.
Before we get into the meme,
I have something
here that you all are familiar with.
Oh my god, Nos.
Oh my god, Nos
unboxing. All right, here we go.
No one can see this. I just like to reiterate that.
But you two can see it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hold on.
We'd be quiet.
Hey, so notice how that didn't make sense.
Oh, no, I don't.
Okay, I'm open. Hold on.
Okay.
There's a lot of wrapping to this.
Wait, is that a toilet?
Alright, here we go. Whoa.
Whoa, smoke came out. That's creepy. Rob, I didn't know you vaped.
I prefer meth, but...
Oh, okay.
Alright, so our meme for today... Well, hold on, I don't say that. BCA.
Yeah.
Mega, when you say that.
RemTGM, what is our meme for today?
Our meme for today is Dramatic Chipmunk. Or Dramatic... what? Mega Man. Yeah, or...
Dramatic Mega Man, what?
And so some people mistake this thing for a golfer at one point too.
Yeah, I thought it was like a gopher. I why is it called Surprise Chipmunk? That doesn't look like a chipmunk.
I don't know. What is it?
Like, have people seen a chipmunk?
Has nobody seen Alvin and the chipmunks?
Hey, that is CGI. And they don't really look like chipmunks.
No, I think they do.
Did you see the scene where like where Calvin? I can't say that. Never mind.
So the Dramatic Chipmunk. It's a pretty old meme. It's the clip of the chipmunk thing. Apparently, it's a sharp-eyed prairie dog.
That is crazy.
From a TV show in Japan called Hello Morning.
That is crazy.
Hey, yeah. So the chipmunk, he acted dramatic. I don't even know how to describe it. You've probably seen it. It's like the dramatic music in the background.
It's really weird how no one laughs at these anymore, and people like laugh at like, I can't, I have a negative cantile tilt, I can't riz, I can't be skibbity, and people laugh at that.
See, no one's laughing at that one either.
No, but so why does it have like 200,000 likes on TikTok?
Because it's a hive mind, BCA. They just like, they see it, they go, yeah, and they like it.
So and they keep on then they doom scroll for 3 more hours.
So it's dramatic background music. The chipmunk turns the camera.
Right, the chipmunk.
Or the thing. I'm just gonna call it the thing. It's like Christian. And he stares at the camera. And that's for me.
I'd like to try doing the,
What?
The,
Okay, wait, hold on. I'm gonna give us 1 minute real quick. This feels really off for some reason.
What?
Like, am I the only one that, like, this feels weird.
but because we're skibbity rizzing it all.
Hey, okay, hold on. Everyone, for us and everyone at home, we're gonna take 30 seconds, all right? To just stop, not make any jokes, just be calm, okay? For just 30 seconds. Right now. Shut up. All right, that's probably enough time. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back.
Were you mewing, Rob?
No, I wasn't mewing, and was neither that were funny? You. No, was it wasn't laughing? Funny. Okay, so the chipmunk. Hey, you two need to shut up. All right, so
he isn't even talking.
I don't care. You okay? The dramatic chipmunk, which is actually a prairie dog. Was staring. Was staring. He stares at the camera. And yeah. Okay. Why is there a video playing? Stop.
He's like Bonnie from Five Nights at Freddy's.
No, it doesn't even make sense.
Actually, when you go into the back room, there's a chance that he'll stare at the camera.
Shut up. Alright, BCA. Now that we know what the meme is, chipmunk, prairie dog staring at the camera, dramatic music in the background, can you tell us where the meme came from?
Yeah, this episode does feel off.
Can you believe it's been 7 minutes?
It's been 7 minutes?
I don't know how.
Right, is it the power of Duke Dennis?
See, that
I don't even know who. I've said this before, I think. I don't even know who Duke Dennis is.
Hey, so maybe read the information, buddy.
Oh, okay. Duke Dennis.
He didn't even do that on purpose. I want you all to know he didn't. He didn't mean to do that.
The prairie dog. I almost said prairie dog. Was first introduced
now in episode.
Shut up! Stop! The prairie dog was first introduced in episode 7 of Hello Morning, shown in the segment known as Mini Moni Chica. Chica 5 to see, look, I knew
Jesus
it. I knew it. It was just like Five Nights at Freddy's.
Shut up.
Toy Chica is William Afton. I think that's something that all FNAF fans can agree on.
Shut up, Toy we're Chica trying to do a meme!
Is William Afton. In which a group of J-pop... What is a J-pop?
Japanese pop, probably.
Oh, I'm stupid, bro. In which a group of J-pop idols presented a number of cute pet animals like bunnies, turtles, Among Us... Among others... On June 6th, 2007, user Magnets99 uploaded a clip titled Dramatic Look featuring the footage of the prairie dog from the Japanese TV show set to a sample audio taken from the score of the 1974 film Young Frankenstein arranged by John Morris. As of May 2011, this instance alone has over 30 million views. On June 19th, the same clip was re-uploaded by another YouTuber user, Kriegitz. As of May 2011, the duplicate video has over 29 million views.
Isn't it insane how on YouTube you can just genuinely steal a clip?
Oh, yeah. Rem, that's just reaction content, Rem.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to sit in the top corner and not say anything or say too much and continuously pause the video.
The only react YouTuber I've ever liked is Charmix. Because
he isn't in Charmix anymore.
Yeah, but like he actually added something to the content.
Yeah,
like he would actually commentate. He would make jokes. He made up.
Guys, today we're gonna be reacting to nothing.
Oh my god, dude! I need to find the YTP we made back in 2020.
No! You can't find it. It's probably gone.
No! But the I know somehow, some way we need to find, or no. we need to remake it.
It's not somehow, some way.
Maybe YouTube has it stored in like their, I don't know.
You uploaded it?
Yeah, I uploaded it. I took it down.
No, I didn't even know that.
Or should I say, my mom made me take it down. I never would have took down that masterpiece. I wanted to keep it up. But no, can't use the P90 from Fortnite.
Oh.
No one knows what that means unless they saw the video. All right, so
that's so violent.
Super Mega Man 10. Let's talk about something a little bit less violent. Let's talk about how this viral.
I'm sorry. Why is Know Your Meme giving me an ad for catfish noodling tomboy?
What does that even mean?
It's like fighting a catfish. That's what catching a catfish is called. It's called noodling.
You're saying a whole bunch of words, and I'm not picking up on a
single word. Do you not know what a catfish is?
Are we talking about the animal or...
Yes.
Okay.
It's noodling is the act of catching a catching a catfish.
All right, Super Mega Man 10, please tell us.
I've never seen this before. Why am I getting an ad for it?
Anyway, okay, let me get to the spread. By June 20th, 2007, multiple instances of the same footage were being reblogged all over the web. And
reblogged?
Yeah, that's what it says, reblogged.
Remogged?
Yeah.
Is that funny?
No.
All over the web and throughout the rest of June. YouTuber underwent an explosion.
They're just talking about YouTube there. It looks like YouTuber, I know.
YouTube
underwent an explosion of dramatic chipmunk-related videos with dozens of duplicate uploads as well as remix contributions. The dramatic chipmunk video also appeared on College Humor, I Am Bored, Boing Boing, and Comedy Central.
Boing Boing.
In the days following, Giga Ohms, Matthew Ingram recognized the dramatic chipmunk as a meme. In 2007, People Magazine named the dramatic chipmunk as one of the 10 wildest YouTube stars of the year. Busty's College Humor's in-house t-shirt retailer released a t-shirt featuring the dramatic chipmunk.
Wait, Bucky's?
What?
Oh, no, that's a different gopher. Prairie dog.
I just got an ad for Class Dojo. Wow, that sent me back. Oh, my lord. Okay.
Oh, wait, wasn't that like the mustard guy?
Huh?
Wasn't that like the one with the mustard squeezer guy?
I mean, it was like the one with like,
Is he yellow?
Yeah, with the band, the ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, it was a simple question, right?
I didn't know what you were talking about.
The class dojo dude.
Yeah, yes. All right, so.
Dude, how did I laugh at these? These are so unfunny.
Yeah, can we just talk about that real quick as a group, real quick, before we get into the next segment? Well, not Jesus Christ, not the next segment, next part of the meme. How memes have evolved, but at the same time, have they really?
Dude, they've devolved to saying random buzzwords.
That's true. Super Mega Man 10, I notice a silence coming from your corner.
Yeah, memes these days, they aren't really that much funny than they used to be back in 2010.
Dude, our mind has just rotted so much that we think Skibidi Ohio Rizzing with Duke Dennis and Kai Sinat is funny.
I don't even... That's not even funny. It's not funny.
The fact that those words are part of my everyday vocabulary is really sad.
Okay. And you said you were gonna stop saying Skibidi Ohio as it's your New Year's resolution.
It's like sus. It's like sus.
Okay, but you see the thing is with the New Year's resolution, we have said it less.
Yeah.
It was like every single word we would say back in like late 2023. Mm-hmm. But also, what was I going to say? Me and BC, me, BCA, and Mega Man had a genuine conversation a few, like a week ago.
Yeah.
It went on for like hours. It was so weird.
I don't think I said like Phantom Tax like a single time.
No, we didn't say any buzz like.
We were just having an actual conversation.
We were. We're talking about like our past, our future, what we want to do, the world.
The way that like memes, the way that like people talk now, it's like spamming voice lines.
It is. And it was all during
Tiffany Toilet in Ohio. Rising up Kaisen at level 3 guy at.
And all that was because Fortnite was updating. Thanks, Epic.
Hello, Fortnite.
Thank you, Epic Games.
Hello, Fortnite.
Thank you.
The new floor is lava game mode sucks. So, it is really bad.
Is this Fortnite throughout the ages or memes throughout the ages, buddy?
Fortnite.
Oh, wait. Speaking of Fortnite floor is lava, I won a match.
Really? You can win in the game?
No, you actually can't.
Oh, right, because I've never won, so you can't win.
Yeah, if you didn't do it, then no.
It's crazy to think that there's someone who wins every single game I play. Like, why wasn't that me? Why didn't I win?
Because you're just not as good.
Hey, I play other games.
Yeah.
What level are you?
Like 51.
Dude.
51, I'm barely making level 5 over here, and you're telling me you're 41? 51, my bad.
51.
Jesus Christ.
That's so... I won't say
I
that.
Just want the Korra skin, and I'm gone. That's all I want. All right.
Oh, you're gonna use a skin you're never gonna use?
That's probably the only skin I'll use now.
Really?
Probably.
But it's Korra.
Yeah, but...
Around there, like, releasing Aang.
Okay, well then I'm gonna use Aang. I'll use Korra for one match.
Anyway.
Alright, let's get to the reenactment. Wow, oh my lord, reenactments. First, we're gonna talk about the notable gifts and different variety. Oh my god, versions of the meme. There's a lot of variety here, which happened with memes back in the day.
You know, there's a lot of variety, like how.
No. So, no, Super Mega Man 10.
I'm done, bro. I was gonna start, like, talking about, like, how, like, the Skibbity toilets have, like, a bunch of variety in, like, their toilets.
No, they don't.
But, you know, that's not funny.
Do you see those six gifts?
Yes, I do see the six gifts.
Alright, can you please explain each one of the gifts, like the different versions?
The first one on top has a picture of a PS3 and a PS3 controller.
Hey, that is an
that
Xbox.
That would be an Xbox 360, my friend.
No, it says PS3.
Hey, that is an Xbox.
It says, do you want PS3?
Can you use your eyes for a second?
It literally says, do you want
PS3? Hey, look at the console.
But why does it say, do you want PS3?
I think that's the joke, Mega Man.
That's the joke. The joke is not the PS3. Do you get it?
Okay, so picture of an Xbox and Xbox controller and the gopher turning and saying, do you want PS3?
Guys, it was really funny when memes back then just left out words. That was really funny.
They still do that now.
Yeah.
The second image is the meme, like, it's faster and it reverses itself and plays it backwards.
Flips, and actually flips itself.
Hey.
Not to be a narc here, but it actually flips.
Then the third one said. Then the third one says, "Oh, really?" And it's spelled really short.
How are these funny?
And then there's one with the gopher having a top hat, a monocle, and a mustache, saying curses.
This one looks like the only one that would have been made like now.
It's the only one with effort too.
It would be like used in like one of those like cute core. What does core mean? What does that mean?
The word it makes me mad.
Core?
Like when people talk about it like in like give me
a core. What are you
like that
saying?
Like that? That makes me mad. Cause it sounds so dumb.
It's 1A away from being core.
Can I talk about the fifth one?
Yes, you can.
The fifth one says someone in my, somebody in my, in this room needs to GTFO.
Oh, yeah, like the game.
I was nervous for a second because
I thought he was going to say it too.
About your track record.
And then there's a, and the last one is a Dragon Ball.
Ah! Kiratoriyama rip.
Over 9,000 and the hair changes.
Isn't that Goku's hair?
Yeah. That's Goku's hair.
I thought Vegeta said that.
He does. You know.
May I talk about the reenactments?
Wait, hold on. Let's see here.
Be my Bingo Valentine.
All right, this one. BCA will do the next one. Mega Man, you'll end us off with that final one right there. So right. The reenactments. Were many YouTubers that had uploaded different versions of the meme that they had made themselves with the dramatic chipmunk. There's a guy on the internet by the name of iJustin. Get it? Like iCarly. Uh-oh.
Oh!
Ooh, Dan Schneider. Whoopsies.
What's a Drake and Josh? What is that?
What's a... feet, am I right?
I've never heard of a Drake and Josh before. Can you tell me if we've ever streamed that? What's a Sam and Cat?
Logo was a foot for years. It was like it was right in front of them.
It was?
Yeah.
Wait, are you serious?
It was like an orange foot for like 5 years.
And nobody asked why.
No. They were really obsessed with feet. Well, one guy was really obsessed with feet.
Yeah,
back
Dan
then.
Schneider. I won't be afraid to say who. It's Dan Schneider. It's so crazy how, like, people are just finding out about this. I've known that Dan Schneider's been a creep for, like, 3 years.
I've known this since I was, like, a kid.
You did?
Yeah. I was so confused because people for so long were talking about, like, oh, I never knew this. I've known this for so long. What the?
Moist Critical made, like, a video that had, like, 100,000 views on it. Like, 100,000 likes on it. And did everyone just forget?
Well, moving past that, we've also got Veronica Belmont, Drew, and Drew Olenoff, who made different versions of this themselves. And in February 2010, Funny or Die, the guys who do the lip syncing, bad lip reading, presented a reenactment video. By Justin, Jesus, voice crack, by Justin Bieber, which has received over 6 million views as of May 2011. And that is all we have for the reenactments, but BCA is going to continue it here with the remixes. Yeah.
All right, so, in addition to the reenactments by YouTubers, the footage has been remixed a number of different ways. And one of these, since this was Sparta, was popular at the time, someone made it with the gopher turning around and saying, "This is Sparta." I get it, because that's funny.
This is Sparta.
I just realized memes back in, like back in my day, memes were just, like, it was just two memes put together.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of them were just two memes put together.
No, I can't remember. It was so simple back then.
Yeah, you could post a cat and then get, like, one more billion likes.
That's a reference.
Yeah. I can't believe Sony put out Morbius twice.
I can't believe they keep making bad Spider-Man spinoffs.
Madam Web.
I can't believe I went to see it. It was so bad.
You saw it?
Yeah.
Was it bad?
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Did you see the Marvels?
I did, from home. It was, honestly, it was fine. It was okay.
I love how it shows that they get their powers back in the trailer. They broke the curse, and, like, they show it in the trailer, like, whenever they use their powers, when they, like, switch places.
Yep. Yeah.
And then they're all using their powers at, like, the end of the trailer. So it just gets spoiled that they found a way to fix it.
And I don't really even feel like they had a plot for that movie. It doesn't even make sense.
Let's take these characters and make them do something.
Alright, BCA, can you continue, please?
Yeah. And then there was another one, where it was the dramatic chipmunk, and when he turned around, a red lightsaber. Whoa, that's like Star Wars. That's like Classic Collection. Oh, dead servers? Oh, I can't play the game? Actually, the game's playable now, but there's no one to play it with. Oh my god, is that a heavy? Oh, there's one with heavy weapons guy.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, at the like the very top. My page just reloaded, and I saw it. It's heavy.
Now it is my turn to finish it.
Yes, it is.
It is my turn to skibbity.
Super Mega Man 10, show us the spinoff.
Yes. On YouTube, there are over a dozen of notable spin-off videos with million-plus views, portraying various wildlife animals and domesticated pets in the same light with the dramatic music.
Which versions do we have here, Super Mega Man?
Dramatic pug, dramatic cat, dramatic lemur, and dramatic sloth. And that is all we have.
That is all we have. That is all the information we have, all the versions we have, and that is the dramatic chipmunk meme.
Yeah, I just remembered, like, real quick, I just remembered when we did the Gru's Plan meme, none of us made any Skibbity Toilet jokes because Skibbity Toilet didn't exist.
Oh my god, can you imagine if we had done that meme, like, now?
I sit on the Skibbity Toilet. I raise up the cameraman.
Shut up. You're not funny.
Yeah. Well, Rem has the actually funny role in our Discord.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's almost like that you should join that, but don't post bad images, because then you're gonna get timed out.
And don't post a guy in his room sitting in a chair with, a weapon with a barrel.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do that one. Please.
I can't believe I've had to mute someone twice for this already.
Please don't.
Yeah. Anyway, is there any news? Is there any news?
There is kind of few.
There it is.
Fortnite Midas is back.
Yes.
Oh my god. How did you find me? Get out right now.
And there is a competition where you can get the skin.
Oh, so free. I'm not playing that because if the floor is lava game mode is this sweaty, I cannot imagine how bad the cup is. Like, I was getting clipped in the floor is lava.
If he's called invincible, why can I still see him?
Hey, so why did you just say invincible?
Because I felt like it. I was gonna make a Fortnite.
John Cena, you can't see me. What? I can't see him. Where is he?
I was gonna make a floor.
I've seen that same screenshot where it's like, met John Cena at the supermarket. Where is he? I've seen that so many times.
If I see one of those jokes one more time, I'm gonna be really mad. I'm tired of it.
Rem, you laugh at Skibbity Rizzity Toilet. Why are you laughing?
I don't know. Okay, back to the news. So, there was that Super Mega Man 10. Was there any other news?
Yes, in fact, the new Ghostbusters movie came out today.
Cash grab.
And yesterday, we got our first teaser trailer for the new Beetlejuice movie.
Oh, cash grab.
Also cash grab, but you know what? You know, a trailer that we're getting soon for something that's not a cash grab.
Oh, what's that, Ron?
This weekend, ladies and gentlemen, we will be getting the first, the story trailer. It is almost around a full 5 minutes long for my game. You'll be able
must
to...
Must be a very long yap sesh.
Oh my god.
Ha ha ha, get it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the trailer will be up on my channel. Just look up RemTGM. You'll find it there. The trailer should be there by the end of this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be really good. Some people would even say that the trailer's a saga. It's just a saga of emotions.
Hey, so that didn't make sense.
I know. I was really trying to work it in there. You'll get what I'm saying when you see the trailer.
This trailer is really I can't say that because that's giving away the entire name.
But you know what? You guys will see it this weekend. It's gonna be really good. I'm gonna move on now.
Anyway, sunsetting that topic. Asper. The Battlefront 2 Classic Collection, the Star Wars Battlefront Classic Collection devs, they fixed it and no one's playing.
It would be nice if I could actually find the same servers as other people.
Yeah, I'd rather play in a full broken game than an empty fixed one.
Yeah.
Can they just like announce on the subreddit that they fixed their game so that people go and play it again?
That's too much effort.
I me and Rem were searching for Hero Assault servers yesterday, and we could find one. And it had one guy in it.
And I couldn't even find the same one as BCA.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane.
Well,
I think that's all the information.
Do you have any more? Does anyone else have news?
Subscribe. I don't follow. Twitch, the Meme Team 20. We plan to be streaming on there soon.
Yeah, we'll do that at some point.
BCA is
editing. Oh, I got the video edited at some point.
Yeah, I was about to say, BCA, how far done are you with the video editing?
Hey.
Okay, so I take that as not far.
Hey, so we in the lab.
We in the lab, all right. Good to know.
Hey, so how many times is Kanye gonna say that he's releasing something?
You know what? I don't even know what to say about Kanye anymore.
Like you keep on sending us TikToks in the group chat where it says dropping May something, dropping May something.
It's not
dropping anything. May something. Like
May 3rd's the next delay day.
That's so epic.
Kanye may be in the lab, but RemTGM is out of the lab.
No.
No, not me. I'm still working here.
The gold lab. Minecraft series.
Reference.
You released something.
I did.
You'll be releasing something soon.
That's actually true this weekend.
Releasing this episode.
And I'm releasing this episode, yeah.
More than Kanye is doing.
Absolutely is.
We've done more episodes than Kanye has done music.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
That's actually true.
So I think that's true for a lot of people. Like, I think that's true for a lot of artists. That, like we've done more stuff than them. Anyway, we'll see you all in the meme games. Goodbye.
Meme games.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Meme Games, our show where we play games based on this episode and episodes before. RemTGM, would you like to go into further depth?
So the Meme Games is the part of the show where we play games based on this episode and past episodes. We have a picker wheel that we call the Meme Wheel with a bunch of games that we can play on it. Whoever has the most points by the end of the season from these games wins the Meme Games. Let's spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Sing It to Win It.
Sing It to Win It?
I'm sorry, what? Did I not speak English? Speak English there, brother? Yeah. Yeah, Sing It to Win It. Welcome to Sing It to Win It.
Hey, no, but here's the thing. My throat, like, really hurts.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, I'm like, being so for real right now. Like, my throat hurts.
All right, excuses to get out of everything these days.
Listen, I have a reason. I need to tell a story real quick. They had us outside in the freezing cold. I'm doing track. They had us outside in the freezing cold. Practice was supposed to end at 3:30. They had to end it at 3:10. We ended earlier than early. Like, dude,
it's already spring.
Yeah, I know. It was freezing cold. anyway, spin it again.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Quote Conundrum.
How do we play this one, MTGM?
So in Quote Conundrum, what we must do is if you're picked during your turn, you will pick someone who will give you a quote from the podcast, and you must guess who said that quote, and if you get that right, you get a point.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I gotta get the name wheel.
Yeah, we're at the name wheel. So, the name wheel is a picker wheel that we have, which has all of our names on it. And,
I don't remember a lot of quotes from this.
We'll just think of one, buddy. Just think of one, Skibbity. Skibbity relapse. Alright, anyway. Alright, let's spin that wheel. Oh my god. No, I'll just... I will be going first in today's meme games, which means either Mega Man or RemTGM will go next. Mega Man, you'll be going second in today's meme game, which means RemTGM will be going last, unfortunately. Is everyone ready?
Yeah.
Alright, 3, 2, 1. Think of a quote that isn't Skibbity Toilet.
Okay, so
we've all said this.
So we know how this works. Who's going first?
Me.
Alright, BCA, who do you want picking your
quote? Mega Man, I want you to give me a quote.
Okay.
You ain't nothing but a you ain't nothing but a hound dog. Crying all the time. Who just followed me on Instagram? I don't use this account.
What account was it?
I'm not gonna dox this person, Ralph.
No.
Their actual name.
No, I meant what account did they follow?
My account.
Your main.
Who are this guy's in England? Who are you? Dude, why did like random people follow me? This account's been inactive for 3 years.
Okay, I think I might have a quote.
Alright, let's hear it.
You cooked, buddy.
Oh, that's Rem.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me.
I know it. Alright, so I get a point. Mega Man, who would you like to give you a quote?
I want Rem to give me a quote.
Alright, let's see here.
Oh, speaking of, Minecraft is doing something. Mojang is doing something. They're adding a new weapon.
Yeah, I did see something about
that. It's literally the Market Gardener. It's the Market Gardener. No matter how far you drop, if you hit something, it gets rid of all the fall damage. You know, I'd say that Dream would probably use this in his speedrun, but I don't think he even plays Minecraft anymore.
Yeah, dude.
No. What, like, does he just, like, not play Minecraft?
He might, I don't know.
Like, he's, like, the best in the world, and he's just not playing it because he's a creep. Allegedly.
I'm trying to think of quotes here.
Hey, no. No, you can't sing that. We're gonna get demonetized.
Quotes. Trying to think of one that's not obvious.
Like Skibbity Toilet. You can do it, Rem.
Hold on.
I've been holding on for 2 minutes.
This is so difficult.
No.
Really?
No.
Maybe
if you were less of a G-man, then you'd be more...
Doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I know. Life's not getting any greener, buddy.
Okay. Jesus Christ, I can't think of one. I can't think of one.
There's nothing to worry about.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay, I've got one.
All right.
I just made that up. I don't have one, but I'm gonna
pretend.
Are
you serious?
Okay, I have one.
Okay.
It's gonna be extremely obvious, but I can't come up with anything else.
Hey.
Okay, hold on. I'm trying to.
Life's not getting any greener, buddy.
Okay. Oh, this might not be a direct quote, but I know it happened. Who said you ate like half the bowl?
Oh. Oh, I know this one.
I think it was BCA.
That is correct. Yep. Yes.
That was during our episode 100 live stream where you were like, "I want something to eat," and while you ate half the bowl of Cheeto Puffs, Rem.
Huh?
Who would you like to give you a quote?
I'd like you to.
Oh, yeah. Mega Man gets a point, by the way.
Future Mega Man. Rem. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank me. Right now. Thank me. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank me.
Yeah. Alright. I'd like both BCA and Mega Man to come up with one.
Oh, so when Rem can't decide, he just tells both of us to do it.
You know what? Okay, you know what? How about this? Mega Man, come up with one. You know, actually, BCA, since you thought this was so easy, I'm gonna let you come up with one, okay?
Okay.
Have fun.
I will, buddy. I will. Sit down, little boy.
I'm stretching.
No, you're not.
I'm stretching.
No, you're not. No, you're not. That's how you hurt yourself.
I think that's actually the opposite. I think you're supposed to stretch, BCA.
Hey, so I know a lot about stretching, buddy. I'm a U.S. Navy SEAL. What?
Yeah, with over 500 confirmed kills. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. like, how? I don't even. Who made that copy puzzle? No one gets like 500 confirmed kills in a war.
No, oh, but I do, because I'm just
like,
so cool.
Like, some people like average like 3 kills an entire war. It is hard to kill people. Like, bruh. Alright, anyway. Let me think. We in the lab. I was going to say, like, one that, but that's, like, super obvious, because only one person has, like, ever said it.
Not so easy now, is it, BCA?
No, I'm thinking back to a bunch of episodes. I think I know what to choose. So we in the lab. Wait, this is actually a little difficult.
Oh, really?
Oh, I know. Bath time LeBron James.
Excuse me. What?
Bath time LeBron James.
Okay, I just want to say I remember that being said, but I don't remember who said it. Where did you pull that from your brain?
I don't know.
Bath time LeBron James.
Like, I can't remember episode 7, but I can remember Bath Time LeBron James.
That sounds like something I would say, but at the same time, it doesn't. You know what? I'm gonna go me. Did I say it?
No, that was me.
That actually makes sense.
I was talking about like these TikToks that I saw where it was like those like inflatable. Oh, pyrocynical at pyrocynical, at pyrocynical. But it was like those water balloons of like characters that you can like fill with water. And one of them was LeBron James.
Oh my god! Yeah, I remember that.
And like people would like film themselves like abusing it. And there was this one where he just takes it out of the sink and he starts going like this, and the caption's "Bath time, LeBron James."
Yeah, I remember that.
Anyway, RemTGM did not get a point. Me and Mega Man get a point. We'll see you all in Criticism Castle. Goodbye. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Criticism Castle, the point show. We interviews from guys all the way down under in the review section below. RemTGM, what are our reviews for today?
All right, so as always, our reviews for today are A, B, and C. What are we going with?
Rem, have we ever... Oh, wait, no, you can see them. Never mind. I wanna say B.
Yeah, B.
B for an interesting character.
B9E. Well, ECD, I'm sorry, but you're going to be waiting another week, buddy. Maybe next time.
Oh, my God.
Maybe next time.
I feel bad now.
Yeah, he's been trying to get us to read this review for, like, a month and a half now.
Should we... Okay. Listen, if it... All right, just read.
Wait, the review that we're going to read is literally one sentence long. It's 5 words long. Should we read both?
Yeah, sure.
All right, we'll start with the shorter one. It's the title is Sup, and it entails Rem put that bottle down.
Rem, you're like Husk from Has Been Hotel. You can't stop drinking.
Yeah.
I'm a loser, so things look bad. I almost forgot the meme. I forgot the meme because that's how bad the show is.
Yeah, it's not a good show.
I can't wait for season 2, and it's going to look noticeably worse.
And this review was by Nickname the 20th. Thank you, Nickname the 20th, for the 5-star review.
Nickname the 20th. It's very awesome. Yeah, Rem, you should probably put the bottle down.
I probably should.
Ever since you were drinking all that apple juice on St. Patrick's Day, you haven't been the same.
I haven't.
Anyway, ECD, you finally get your chance to be heard.
It's time.
Hurting on your voice chat.
It's time.
It's so sad to say the least.
This review is titled, Please Read, Bruz, and it entails, It's ECD Alt. It has been a month since I uploaded this review, guys. sad face. My favorite episode is the EDP episode for some reason. I've probably listened to it 89 times, no lie. I'm serious. Also,
EDP was a really good episode.
Yeah.
It was. Also, my podcast is officially 1 year old.
Oh my god.
Let's go.
Go listen to the ECD Studios podcast.
Yes, go listen to it. Mega Man.
Yeah, go. You should go listen to ECD Studios podcast now.
My, how time flies. I'd like to end with a poem. Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm wanted in 12 different states and 27 different countries for 96 accounts of home invasion, 3 accounts of arson, 28 accounts of tax evasion, and 55 accounts of aggravated battery between the years 2011 and 2022. The cops can't catch me. I've also been known to give death stares to random children and taking out screws out of elderly people's wheelchairs. I also have a reputation for doxing people and then posting the info on Facebook.com. Honestly, I have no remorse. 10 out of 10 would do again and would recommend. This is a joke, but this is the ECD alternate account, guys. I got locked out of the OG ECD account.
That sucks. Always save your password somewhere. I have my password saved in my notes thing. Save your passwords.
Yes. Please do.
You know, Epic, you know, free V-Bucks, only you can prevent free V-Buck scams. Don't give your password to anyone. And save your password.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, go listen to the ECD Studios podcast. Thank you so much, ECD, for the 5-star review. If you want to be in criticism, cast next time, make sure to leave a review. 5-star or not, doesn't matter. We just want to hear your criticism, like name implies. Anyway, I've been BCA.
I've been Super Mega Man 10.
And I'm Rem TGM.
And thank you all for listening to another episode of Meme Shortly. We'll see you all later. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Trailer for my game this weekend on my YouTube channel, Rem TGM, this weekend.
Rick and Morty, 100 years, Morty.
Yeah. Goodbye.